Thank you for joining me for this reflection. For those who celebrate the festival of Lent, and today is the fourth day, Saturday, March the 8th, we come to the time of trust in our Lenten journey as we ask ourselves these questions. Do we call upon the Lord first in our times of need? Or do we seek our own way alone? Do we trust in Him to take care of all our needs? Or do we struggle along day by day? God wants us to know that He goes before us and makes the perfect day. He goes before us into the doctor's office. Goes before us into the job interview. He even goes before us into the courtroom, the alleyways and byways. And no matter where we find ourselves today, we can follow the footsteps of the one who walks ahead and has already prepared the way. Our reflection for today: I will trust in God to take care of my every need. In Isaiah 45, verses 2 to 3 of the Old Testament Bible, we read, I will go before you and make the crooked way straight. I will break up pieces of the gate. I will cut the bars of iron. I will give you treasures of dark and hidden riches, of secret places, that you may know that I am Lord, who calls you by name. I am the Lord of Israel, the Lord of you and I. And our affirmation for today: God loves me exactly as I am. What is that saying to you? God loves me exactly as I am. For the lap dancer or pole dancer, God loves you as you are. For the sex worker, the homeless, the drug user, the alcoholic, the prisoner, the dying, the despondent and mentally ill, God loves me exactly as I am. Let us grow in faith and trust on this Lenten journey, knowing that we are never alone and that God goes before us, taking care of our every need. I would like to share with you a journey of trust with God. As children bring their broken toys with tears for us to mend, I brought my broken dreams to God, because He is my friend. But instead of leaving Him in peace to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with ways that were my own. At last I snatched them back again and cried, how can you be so slow? My child, He said, what could I do? You never did let go. Let these words nourish your spirit and bring inspiration to your soul. I conclude by sharing with you the famous words, let go and let God be in your life today. Challenging though it may be for you, but the moment you surrender your heart, moment you experience the majesty of God's love for you. Be you atheist, agnostic, Hindu, Druid, Sikh, Jew, Muslim or Christian, Buddhist, Zoroastrian, whatever your belief, come away from the dogma of fear. Take that leap of faith. Take that narrow path to wholeness, leaning not on what you know or what you think is best for you, but treasure the words, God loves me exactly as I am.